Chapter 6.
More chi-chis, my darling?
Anakin looked at the stemful of luscious purple berries Padme was dangling so tantalizingly above his lips. He said, then flung his arms around her. I can think of something tastier than chi-chi berries. Squealing with laughter, she let him tumble her to the sheets, mock protesting as his embrace crushed the fragrant fruit against her skin. Didn't protest at all as he savored the sticky juice, the fragrance of her, let himself fall headfirst into their shared, secret passion. My love, my love, my own true love. Only when he was with her did the ache in his heart ease. Padme made sense of his life. Without her, all was chaos, violence, the agony of loss. Sometimes, often, he marveled that Obi-Wan never suspected anything. How could he love Padme so greedily, yet keep that devouring love hidden from the man who knew him best? I guess I really am a powerful Jedi, he thought. He muttered a protest as Padme pressed her palms to his chest, holding him back.
Wait, wait!
Don't want to wait, he muttered. You made me wait yesterday. I waited too long. She laughed, but didn't drop her hands.
Anakin, seriously, there's nothing I'd like more than to stay here with you all day, but I can't. I have a holo conference with Queen Jamilia in less than an hour. And don't you have an apprentice to train?
I am training her, he protested. I've given her instructions and she's following them without question. That's very important training for a Padawan. She pulled a mocking face.
Very important training I think you neglected.
That's not fair, he said, though he had to grin. I only ever disobeyed Obi-Wan when he was wrong.
Apparently he was wrong a lot, she retorted, then giggled. I wonder if your apprentice will hold the same opinion of you.
She'd better not, he said. Not if she knows what's good for her anyway.
Ooh, so stern. Such a taskmaster you are, Master Skywalker.
There was that unlikely title again. Except he didn't mind it so much when Padme used it. He didn't mind anything when they were together. With a regretful sigh, she kissed him softly on the lips, then slid from the bed.
I'm sorry, Anakin, but I do have to go.
He loved her in every way, but best like this. Eyes sparkling, cheeks flushed, hair riotously tousled around her slender shoulders, framing the heart-stopping perfection of her face. She was so many women, it was hard to keep track. The regal queen, the feisty senator, the fierce champion of peace. My wife. He only had to look at her, and the burden of guilt he felt about living this lie, deceiving Obi-Wan, betraying the vows he'd taken with such solemn intent, eased almost to vanishing.
Because this is right, he thought. We belong together.
Grudgingly, he sat up. Yes, you have to go, and so do I. If I return to the temple too much later, Ahsoka will start a panic looking for me. And that's the last thing either of us needs. The brilliance of Padme's eyes dimmed a little. She rarely spoke of it, but he knew their secret burdened her, too. Even though she swore she had no regrets. Even though she'd felt no more compunction than he had in breaking the Jedi's uncompromising code.
It's knowing they're wrong and being unable to shout it from the top of the temple's spires. That's what's hard, he thought. It's having to hide and pretend and only live half a life together. But it won't last forever. When the war is over, we'll come out of the shadows. When the war is over, everything will change.